This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When Annie and I ministered in Columbus there for 18 years, there was a controversial newspaper writer. His name was Mike Harden. I remember one time in the sermon, I just mentioned Mike's name from the pulpit and people started groaning like, oh, don't quote Mike Harden because of some of his controversial views. But Mike Harden is a great writer. Great writer. And I want you to listen to a piece he wrote years ago that fits for Father's Day and it fits this passage of scripture. Frank and Mary Steger are at a hospital with congestive heart failure in Columbus, and here's what he writes. In sickness and in health, I thought, Frank and Mary were supposed to be preparing for a vacation in Florida, not holding on to one another in the cardiac care unit at a Columbus hospital. Help me sit up, he whispers. Help me sit up. In the end, love comes down to this. Help me sit up. In the end, love is not the smoldering glance across a crowded dance floor. Love isn't the clink of crystal over a dinner. It's not a leisurely picnic spread upon summer's clover. In the end, love is the squeeze of a hand. I'm here, and I'll be here no matter how long the fight. Even when the thing you want the most is to close your eyes and be done with it all. Water? You need water? Here, drink. Let me straighten your pillow. When all is said and done, love is not rapture and fire. It is a hand steadier than one's own, squeezing harder than a heartbeat. Wine changes back to water. Roses no longer come with love messages, but with best wishes for a quick recovery. Terms of endearment become the simple administrations. In the end, love is the simple thing. In the end, love is the simple thing. I want to talk to you about a legacy that really matters. I'm going to cut to the chase, as they say. I've used that expression before by talking about two things out of this passage. Let's bring up verse 8 that says, love never fails. Can you think of anything in your life that you can describe in that way? Have you ever owned a car that never failed? You ever had a house that never had a problem? Have you ever had a job where there was no problems? Have you ever had a friendship where there were no problems, any relationship on this earth where there weren't problems? Of course not. And yet Paul says there's one thing in life that never fails. I'm interested in word meanings. I want to know, what does that word fail mean? I found out it can mean one of two things. The word fail in the Greek can mean to describe when a leaf falls off the tree. It can mean when a flower falls off the stem. Love will never fall from the tree. And love never falls off the stem. It's eternal. I found out another meaning of the word fail to mean something that loses its power, loses its energy. Love never loses its power whether you're 8 years old or 80 years old. Love has power in your life as a child. It has power in your life as an adult. And it has power in your life the day you die. Because love never fails, especially the love of God. Remember that. Here's the legacy I want to leave with you today that I want you to leave in your life. And let's bring up the first one. It comes out of the last verse. We're to have a faith that overcomes doubt. I want you to notice something about that sentence. It doesn't say faith eliminates doubt. It doesn't. You may be the strongest believer in this worship center today, but you will still have doubts if you're honest. There are times of doubt you have as a Christian. Faith doesn't eliminate doubt. Faith overcomes it. And there's a difference. John talks about how our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. If it overcomes the world, it overcomes my own doubts.
Well, Cross Hope continues tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.